Good morning, it's Steve. It's Thursday morning. It's Life Church Lichfield's daily podcast. I love reading the Bible. I love the way it inspires me. I love some of the stories that I've heard 1,000 times and the richness of reading it again and trying to find another gem in that story. But one of the reasons that I believe the Bible is a great book and a powerful book is that it's the source for what I suppose I would call encountering and growing in your relationship and intimacy with God. So if you're reading it regularly, whether every day or whatever regular is, there's that regular opportunity to sort of get a thought for the day, to see something that's going to inspire you, that's going to stick with you. Let me dive into John's Gospel, chapter 21. And just have a look for a minute at Jesus visiting his disciples after the resurrection. This is John 21. Early in the morning, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples did not realize it was Jesus. He called out to them, "Friends, haven't you any fish?" "No," they answered. He said, "Throw your net on the right side of the boat and you will find some." So here's my overriding thought for the day, that Jesus, in whatever difficulties we face, wants to meet our needs. You see, Jesus cares about what we need. His care is obvious and evident in the way he chose to spend a short amount of time he spent on earth after the resurrection. He could have done anything, but he went down to the Sea of Galilee where he knew he would find his friends that we know as disciples. Just remind yourself for a moment that the traumatic events the disciples had experienced over the few days prior to that. Their world had fallen apart, being crushed, or so they thought. They had returned to doing what was familiar. They were back in those fishing boats, and Jesus, as he always does, met them where they were. That's the beauty of Jesus, isn't it? And ministered to their needs. They'd been fishing all night, caught nothing. Jesus met their need for provision by providing the catch that we read about. And then he cooked them breakfast. What a great thought. Jesus calls us his friends. He's still calling out to us today as friends to approach relationship with Jesus as a friend. It's important to understand the revelation, the understanding that we've been given access to him as a friend through his sacrifice on the cross. As part of that story, Jesus said, Jesus said to them, verse 12, "Come and have breakfast." None of the disciples dare ask, "Who are you?" They knew it was the Lord. His presence was so vital and crucial to them at that point. He knew how they were feeling. He wasn't trying to vindicate or bring them clever answers. He was just present in the moment, prioritizing what was important. 2,000 years on, Jesus is still prioritizing relationship with you and me. The invitation that he threw out to them on that shore, on that day, is still the invitation that comes to you and I in this very moment. Will we choose to jump in the boat and skim out to the water? Or will we stay close to him? I'm just going to invite you today, stay close. Whatever's going on in your world and in your life, stay close to Jesus. Oh, the Bible's living. It tells us that, and active, and it speaks to us. So, take a few moments throughout the day today, like you would with any friend. Have a conversation. When you're having a coffee or a bit of lunch or whatever, just take a moment so that that friendship with the risen one can be nourished and strengthened. And in the moment, you can receive all that you need from him. Make this a great day. Carpe diem.